Welcome to Mammon Audio. Sometimes, when you were a child, talking about spanking was almost as thrilling or embarrassing as the actual act itself, as our contributor Darren recalls. He writes, "When I was 8 years old, my parents were suddenly called away urgently to attend my maternal grandfather, who was very ill. They lived up in Scotland and we lived just outside of the English city of Liverpool. So it was a bit of a trip and my parents didn't think it very suitable for me, especially in the circumstances. So for a few days I was boarded out to stay at the home of my best friend, Tony Richards. We spent a lot of time at each other's houses, so I knew the family well. Tony's dad was away on business at the time, so it was just me and him, plus his 5-year-old sister Margaret and of course his mum. I'd always liked Mrs. Richards. She was kind but firm and she made me feel very welcome. On the second night of my stay at the Richards house, it happened. We were having dinner when Tony and Margaret started squabbling. It seemed to me they were just arguing about anything. Who had the biggest helpings, jostling elbows. Their mum gently rebuked them a couple of times, but the third time she slapped her hand down on the table and said, "Unless you two want sore bottoms to sit upon, stop it right now." Things quietened down for a few minutes, then Tony complained Margaret had kicked him under the table, and she responded by pinching his arm. Mrs. Richards rose from the table. We were about done eating anyway, but she wasn't about to clear away. "Right, you and you," she pointed at her children in turn. "In the lounge this minute." She didn't seem to be paying much attention to me, but I followed the family into the lounge anyway, curious to see what would happen. It didn't take too long to find out. Mrs. Richards sat down on the settee and called the children to her side. "I can't believe how naughty you two are being tonight, especially when we have a guest," she pointed to me. "Very well then, we'll have to see what a smacked bottom each will do." Both children started to cry. "Be quiet," their mother told them, "you'll have something to cry about in a minute. Hands on your head." She reached up inside Margaret's dress and lowered her knickers to her ankles, then rolled up the dress to reveal the little girl's bare bottom. Then she took down Tony's trousers and pants, also getting him ready for punishment. Having done that, Mrs. Richards took Margaret by the hand and hauled her over her knee. She didn't waste words but let her hand do all the talking, filling the room with the sound of hard slaps on bare skin and of course Margaret's cries and unheeded pleas. By the time she let Margaret up again, her small bottom was bright red from the smacking. Then she repeated the dose with Tony. I watched transfixed as his bottom wobbled and reddened under his mum's tough hand. She could smack properly, no doubt about that, and my friend was soon crying as hard as his little sister. He probably got it worse because he was older, and his mum also smacked the tops of his thighs bright red too. Finally, the two chastised children were sent to get ready for bed, and I was left alone with their mum. The sternness left her face again. I must have looked a bit strange because she asked me, "Are you all right, Darren? Don't worry, you're not in any trouble. Here, come and sit with me for a moment and cuddle up. You must be missing your mum." She was right, I was. I sat down next to her and she put an arm around me. "Did that scare you?" I shook my head. "You mustn't mind me, but the children got what they deserved, didn't they?" I nodded my head, knowing it was probably dangerous to disagree. By now my face was snuggled up comfortably against her bosom and I could smell her perfume. "Does your mummy smack your bottom when you're a naughty boy?" I blushed but managed to whisper a shy affirmative. "Everybody's mummy smacked bottoms in those days. Does she use her hand to smack?" By now I was really halfway between heaven, her comfortable, maternal body, and hell, this most unwanted inquest into my discipline at home. My voice now barely audible, I said, "Mummy gives me the wooden spoon." "Does she now?" Mrs. Richards' eyes were wide now, and she was gazing straight into mine. "And does Mummy take your pants down for it?" My face felt like it was on fire with embarrassment and I could only look down and nod. Mrs. Richards put a finger under my chin and made me look at her. "So if you're a naughty boy for me, you know what to expect now, don't you? You may think my hand won't hurt as much as Mummy's spoon, but I think you'll find you're wrong. She showed me the palm she had just finished spanking with, and it was as bright red as the children's bottoms it had been used on. Her finger was still under my chin. "I don't tolerate naughty children in this house, so if you don't behave you will have your pants put down and get a smacking just as hard. Do I make myself clear, Darren?" "Yes, Mrs. Richards." "Good, now you go upstairs and get into your pajamas. I'll be up to tuck you all in." She took her arm from around me and I scurried upstairs with very mixed feelings. Did I have a bit of a crush on Tony's mum? Absolutely. Did I want her to take my pants down and give me a hard smacked bottom? I wasn't so sure. Anyway, I got through the rest of my stay without her having to do so, for better or worse.